Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this show and even, you know, taking your time out to listen to this episode. If you're new to the podcast, well, we talk about all things geeky. The main question that I ask is, what are you geeking? And that is generally the topic of every episode of the show. Hence the name. We're going to geek this. There are over 100 episodes that span over the last five, almost 6 years of podcasting for me. And if you want to check them out after you listen to this episode, I would greatly appreciate it. You can find them all at geekthispodcast.com. So as you're probably aware, the month of October is all about Halloween and horror flicks. So probably for the first time in a long time, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon here on the podcast. And this week, since I'm getting back into the swing of things, I'd try taking this easy. And I talk about a TV show that I actually wasn't allowed to watch growing up because, according to my parents, it was too scary. And that would be Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark? The show first premiered in October 1990 on the Canadian channel YTV, and like a lot of Nickelodeon's live-action shows, Are You Afraid of the Dark was filmed in British Columbia, Canada. I don't know that if you knew that or not, but a lot of Nick's shows were Canadian, so you know, maybe you know that, so it's not a surprise to you. But regardless, the first episode was The Tale of the Twisted Claw, and it was the launch of the series in Canada. Now, the U.S. saw it air for the first time on Halloween 1991. I'm really burpy. The U.S. actually saw the show air for the first time on Halloween 1991. And unfortunately, the series didn't actually hit Nickelodeon regularly until August 1992, which a lot of places will say is the official start of the show. And it actually debuted right along with SNICK, which was the company's Saturday night block of TV shows. And once it hit the U.S. market, it only ran until April 1996, with the exception of a two-season revival in 2000. Now, for those of you who missed out on 90s Nickelodeon, SNICK was kind of the nickname for Saturday Night Nick. And it was just as important for people my age at the time as Saturday morning cartoons. The SNICK lineup included shows like Clarissa Explains It All That, Kenan and Kel, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, several other shows that, you know, you got really excited when you saw that big orange couch roll out. And Are You Afraid of the Dark was one of the big ones. So if you haven't seen the show, the basis of it is pretty simple. A group of teenagers who call themselves the Midnight Society get together around a campfire in a secret location in the woods, and each week one member is chosen to tell a scary story. It's done kind of in the vein of something like The Twilight Zone. Instead of simply telling the story, it's actually shown as the main portion of the show. You've seen things like this before, especially if you've seen The Twilight Zone. The Midnight Society only actually appear at the beginning and the end of the show. Actually, that's not true. The biggest portions of the Midnight Society, while they're kind of main characters in this world, they don't, you know, the full episode is not about them. There's the beginning. Usually there's kind of a midway point where they go back to the campfire and there's a little bit of dialogue between the friends and then the wrap up. And each story began with the chosen storyteller grabbing a handful of dust from this leather pouch and reciting, "Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story." And they would toss the dust into the campfire and the flames would come up. You'd kind of hear them roar a little bit and crackle. It's dust, but what it really was something like, you know, creamer or something like that. If you've seen magic tricks, you've seen that done before. You can throw creamer in the air and light it all on fire. Anyway, so the flames and the smoke would come up and the name of the story would come up, you know, the tale of such and such. And that was the episode, or the beginning of the episode, and it would go right into the main portion of the show, which was a story. And some of the episodes, not all of them, but some of them had life lessons, and they were usually set up with one of the society's members bringing up a certain life event that just so happened to tie in with the night's story. One in particular is within the first few episodes of the show, The Tale of the Laughing in the Dark. That starts out with one of the characters being afraid of clowns, and that's kind of the jumping off point. She, you know, during the show, she has to sit and listen to the whole episode and not panic and not freak out, just to kind of show that she's not scared of clowns anymore. And that's actually one of my favorite episodes. But anyway, so yeah, most of the episodes have a happy ending. But there were some, you know, there were scary things that happened during the show, mainly like jump scares, or one particular episode I watched, you know, this creepy little girl comes walking out of a mirror. So that could be scary if you're a kid, but everything generally ended up on a good note. Usually, not always, but that was kind of the general structure of the show. You met up with the Midnight Society. There's a little bit of conversation which led into the story, and then you have kind of your ending that wraps everything up in kind of a nice, neat little bow. And it's fun. It's fun, and I wish I would have watched more of it when I was a kid. But considering the show wasn't as popular as Tales from the Crypt or The Twilight Zone, one thing I found interesting during my research, which I have not rewatched every season, I would love to, but I have not rewatched every season. But in my research, I saw that there were actually quite a few notable actors that showed up throughout the show's history. So you might recognize these names: Ryan Gosling, Will Friedle, Melissa Joan Hart, Hayden Christensen, Jewel State, and Emily Van Camp. They're just a few of the names that you might recognize. There's several others, but I thought those were kind of the most recognizable right off the bat. Are You Afraid of the Dark ran for a total of 7 seasons, and it spawned a PC game subtitled The Tale of Orfeo's Curse, and there was a board game, which, given my parents' stipulations on me and scary situations, I was actually surprised that we owned this. I was talking to my wife last night as I was watching the show, and I was like, you know, there was a board game. And I was like, I remember playing it, but being afraid to play it because the cover art scared me. Looking at it now, it's not scary. It's just a glowing green boy in a graveyard. So I must have been a real wuss when I was a kid. Anyway, I did not, you know, kind of on that same note, I didn't get the chance to watch too much Are You Afraid of the Dark solely because my parents weren't too fond of having their son, who was prone to night terrors, watching things that gave him bad dreams. And looking back at the show, you know, almost 30 years later, I'm fine. From what I watched, there's nothing that scared me. If anything, I heckled the show. But I truly do love the show. And as I said, I've not watched all of the seasons, so I don't really have a favorite episode. But just going back and watching the show has been a very enjoyable experience for me. I do remember more than I thought I did, and I'm excited to share those with my daughter, my oldest daughter, who is almost 10, because she is getting into the horror spirit, if you will. We're making our way through scary movies. We just watched Signs a couple weekends ago. We've watched, obviously, The Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus and things like that. But she is dying to watch The Sixth Sense and Krampus and movies that I have enjoyed that are, you know, they're a little scary, but they're not like, you know, freak you out kind of scary. So this will be a fun experience to actually sit down and watch this show with her and get her reaction. So maybe we'll talk about it again. I didn't really have enough time to sit down and watch episodes with her before this. So we'll do a follow-up in the near future, hopefully before October is over. If you're feeling nostalgic, you can actually watch these episodes over on Verve, VRV. And it was a service created by Crunchyroll. And no, this is not an ad for them. There's no promo code or anything. I wish I had one because it's an interesting service to have. I myself don't watch a lot of anime or anything like that, but it's an interesting service to have, especially just if you wanted to watch old Nickelodeon shows. They have a Nickelodeon only channel called Nick Splat, and it features some older cartoons like Cat Dog. I think Rocko's Modern Life is on there. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Obviously. Hey Dude. I think Clarissa Explains It All is on there. There's quite a few shows on there, and it's been fun to kind of go back and share these shows with my daughter. Maybe I'll do a whole review on this channel in the near future. But yeah, go check out Verve, VRV. I reached out to Verve to see if they, you know, possibly had some kind of a promo code that they could give me to share with you guys. And at the time of this recording, I did not have anything. I don't have anything. But if anything comes about, just check the show notes over on the website. Also, kind of a last-minute thing, as I was doing some more research, I just found out that there is going to be a film adaptation of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And from what I understand, the original Midnight Society is going to come back, and it's going to be a completely original story. It could be really interesting. I would love for them to create kind of a VHS style anthology where you have multiple stories in the movie, but for all I know, it's a made for TV movie, so it won't be more than an hour. So we'll see. That'll be extremely cool. And I call this episode of Geek This adjourned. If you, have any thoughts on this show, are you afraid of the dark? Just let me know when you go to the website, geekthispodcast.com. So, for those of you who have stuck around to this portion of the episode, I know it's a little bit shorter than normal, just getting back into the swing of things. Thank you for listening and sticking with me. I have always tried my best to keep new episodes coming out on a regular schedule, but as you probably noticed, 2 months went by without a new episode, and that is because I had some personal things that came up that needed my attention more so than the podcast did. I had to put the show on the back burner, and I didn't have the brain space to focus on anything related to the show. In fact, it got so bad that my normal wallpaper for my desktop was the cover art of the podcast, and I had to change it. So if my computer screen was left on, I didn't see the logo. I took down my whiteboard, wiped it all off, so there's no remnants of the show. But I truly appreciate you coming back and downloading this episode, listening to it, because it popped up in your podcast app. I greatly appreciate it. And that's all I'm going to say about it. The month of October is all about Halloween and horror flicks, so stay tuned. I'm planning on reviewing a new horror movie each week. It'll be kind of like this. Like, there will be different intensities of horror, I guess. I haven't decided on the full schedule, but once I have, I'm going to attach it to the post in the show notes for this episode, as well as consecutive episodes, so you kind of see what's coming. And I would just really appreciate if you would just go check out the website and listen to old episodes if you haven't. But yeah, that is it. Enough rambling. Go to geekthispodcast.com, check out past episodes, and I will talk to you, God willing, next week. Keep on geeking out.
Tonight's a special night. Separately, we're very different. But one thing draws us together. The dark. We're called the Midnight Society. This is a warning to all who join us. You're going to leave the comfort of the light and step into the world of the supernatural. I'm gonna go get some more.
Hey, 90s kids.
Hey, you mother...
We're Sneaky Boys. We made that video, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see some behind the scenes,
check out this link right here.
His link. We don't even have to say subscribe.
Subscribe is just a buzzword. I don't like buzzword.
Ask a parent if you can get on the net. Call or click today.
We don't have to say it here. We're Sneaky Boy. Here's the link.
Behind the scenes. Oh, later. Meeting of the Midnight Society. Over.
That's right. Stay sneaky.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.